Quick rundown, 9 stories under a minute. St. John's back in the AP top 25, and Rick Pitino just hit 900 on-court Division I wins in a comeback over Xavier.
The Rangers appear ready to move defenseman Carson Soucy to the Islanders as the first domino ahead of March's NHL trade deadline.
Across the NFL, several teams still need head coaches. Arizona, Buffalo, Cleveland, and the Raiders each face very different challenges.
Alex Honnold climbed Taipei 101 live on Netflix, rope-free, just over 1 hour 31 minutes. And he says the payout was embarrassingly small.
The NBA All-Star Game shifts to a Team World versus Team USA format. Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic penciled in together, though Jokic may sit with a knee issue.
The Cardinals are asking at least a third-round pick for Kyler Murray as trade talks heat up, despite his contract complications.
Stanford and the family of Katie Meyer reached a settlement in the wrongful death suit. Changes, honors, and procedural reforms were announced.
Philadelphia's offensive coordinator search continues. Declan Doyle and Charlie Weiss Jr. are out, leaving names like Jim Bob Cooter, Matt Nagy, and Brian Daboll in the mix.
And finally, the Broncos are focused on keeping their core intact. Talanoa Hufanga wants an era in Denver and praise QB Bo Nix's leadership.
All right, that's the teaser. Let's dig into these stories one by one.
We'll start college hoops and a milestone. St. John's is back in the AP Top 25 at number 25. After that, 8-8, 8-3 comeback over Xavier. But the headline isn't just the rally. It's Rick Pitino hitting 900 on-court Division I wins. There's some nuance here. The NCAA's official win total for Pitino sits at 777 because of sanctions from his Louisville tenure. But across his 38-season head coaching career, counting every on-court victory, he's 9-0, 0-3, 1-6. That's a big deal. It was even more personal. The game featured his son Richard on the opposing sideline as an assistant. Pitino himself framed the night as a family moment and a testament to longevity. He even credits a decade in pro ball as part of the cumulative experience. Historic footnotes. Pitino is the only coach to win NCAA titles at 2 different programs and the first to take 3 schools to the Final Four. For St. John's, this win also snapped a second-half 16-point deficit, a signature comeback that got them back in the rankings and put a spotlight on how Pitino still influences games at this stage of his career.
The NHL story now. The Rangers seem to be beginning their trade deadline retooling, and the first reported move connects them to downtown rivals, the Islanders, for defenseman Carson Soucy. Soucy was acquired earlier from Vancouver and has 6 points in 46 games with New York this season. The Islanders are an intriguing suitor. They're competitive in the Metro Division, but managing injuries to key blue liners like Ryan Pulock and Alexander Romanoff. So a veteran presence like Soucy makes sense. Context matters. Rangers GM Chris Drury already signaled a retool rather than a rebuild and warned that popular players could be moved. Names like Artemi Panarin, Vincent Trocheck, and Alexis Lafreniere have floated in rumors, and Panarin reportedly won't be offered an extension. The Rangers sit near the bottom of the Metro standings and are 5-1-3-4 at home, so expect more moves as March 6th nears. If Soucy is the first domino, others could follow quickly.
Shifting to pro football, the coaching carousel keeps rolling. With the 2026 season on the horizon, teams like the Cardinals, Bills, Browns, and Raiders remain in the market, but each vacancy has different needs. Arizona is in full reset mode. They have young talent, but lack identity and consistency, so their next hire will likely focus on development and culture building rather than instant wins. Buffalo is the hot ticket. A strong roster and high expectations mean the next coach has to deliver postseason success immediately, or the heat will be intense. Cleveland needs stabilizing leadership and locker room unity. Talent exists, but direction doesn't. And Las Vegas wants a culture builder who can manage star power and bring discipline. The theme across all of them, patience and clarity, will be as important as charisma or splash hires. The wrong choice could derail a franchise for years, while the right one can set a multi-year trajectory.
Now for an extreme sports pivot, Alex Honnold climbed Taipei 101 live for Netflix, ascending some 1,667 feet without ropes and completing the feat in 1 hour 31 minutes and 35 seconds after a weather delay. It got global attention, And not only because Honnold is a high-profile free soloist who previously made headlines on El Capitan. He said the payment for the stunt was a six-figure amount, but called it embarrassingly small, and emphasized he would have done it for free if it weren't a TV spectacle. His quote underlines a key difference. Honnold sees himself as paid for the spectacle and the broadcast, not the climbing per se. These kinds of stunts, think Mr. Beast and Burj Khalifa, are part of a trend where creators and platforms stage extreme acts that draw eyeballs and controversy. It's a reminder that modern attention economics sometimes drives athletes and performers into headline-making, high-risk moments.
On the NBA front, the All-Star Game in LA is getting a fresh format, Team World versus Team USA, with Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic projected to be teammates again. Luka's excited to play with Jokic and to hang out off-court in LA. They've developed a friendship and mid-season chemistry over years of All-Star festivities. One caveat, Jokic may not suit up because of a knee issue, so that could alter the on-court pairing. But the format change and star reunions are designed to spice up the weekend and create new narratives. Plus, those cross-cultural team alignments should make for interesting chemistry and entertainment if both stars play.
Back to the NFL. Trade chatter in Arizona centers on Kyler Murray. The Cardinals have put Murray on the market and reportedly want at least a third-round pick to move him, a benchmark compared to Geno Smith's trade from Seattle to Vegas. The wrinkle. Murray's contract control through 2027, plus a 2028 club option, creates complexity because any acquiring team takes on a significant salary commitment. Still, Murray is talented with an impressive statistical resume, but mixed on-field stretches and injury history make the market complicated. Teams considering him would be betting on a high ceiling. The Cardinals seem ready to move on unless a team meets that third-round floor and absorbs the contract implications.
A serious and sensitive update out of Palo Alto. Stanford and the family of Katie Meyer settled a wrongful death lawsuit stemming from her 22 suicide. The public announcement focused on non-monetary steps included in the settlement. Stanford will work with Meyer's family on a mental health initiative at the Wusai Neurosciences Institute, create a Katie Meyer Leadership Award for student athletes, amend disciplinary procedures to align with principles of California's so-called Katie Meyer's Law, and retire Meyer's number 19 for Stanford women's soccer. Terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. The case underscored broader issues about student-athlete support and disciplinary processes, and the settlement centers both remembrance and procedural reform as part of moving forward.
Eagles news. Philadelphia's OC search just lost two names. Bears OC Declan Doyle withdrew from consideration, and LSU's Charlie Weiss Jr. told the team he'll stay put. That leaves a smaller pool. Names like Jim Bob Cooter, Matt Nagy, and Brian DeBall are still out there. The broader context, this job carries huge scrutiny in Philly. Recent missteps and a desire to pair modern play calling with Jeff Stoutland's run game have made the fit highly specific. The Eagles reportedly wanted more creative direction. They even interviewed Mike McDaniel before he signed elsewhere. So the remaining candidates will need to convince the front office they can modernize the offense while repairing consistency problems.
Finally, Denver, after a promising season that ended in playoff heartbreak, the Broncos are focused on keeping their core. Safety Talanoa Hufanga, who had a breakout campaign and earned AP second team All-Pro honors, said he wants to stay long-term. "We're not trying to make this a one-and-done deal. We're trying to make this an era," he said. Hufanga also praised QB Bo Nix's late-game leadership. The Broncos' defense remains a strength, but they need offensive consistency, especially without Nix, to legitimize a sustained run. Keeping players like Hufanga and figuring out the offense will be Denver's offseason mandate.
That wraps our deep dives. Quick takeaways. Pitino's milestone raises questions about legacy and record-keeping. The Rangers look likely to start moving pieces. The NFL coaching carousel is a test of organizational clarity. Honnold's climb highlights spectacle versus sport. The NBA All-Star format could be one of the most watchable yet. Kyler Murray's market will be shaped by draft value and contract reality. Stanford settlement centers reform and remembrance. The Eagles still have work to do to land the right OC. And the Broncos are trying to keep momentum by retaining key pieces.
If you want more, subscribe to the daily podcast feed and catch the full episode where we add context, sources, and what to watch next for each story. For now, we'll sign off. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Follow for updates and drop us a note with which story you want a deeper breakdown on next time.